Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Hello and good morning. Oh, happy day. It's Tuesday. Another day above ground and upright. Thank goodness. Thank you, Lord. Let's go on and get to it. There's a few stories here that I put out on my X-File. The first one I'm going to read is New Jersey toll collector with premonition called out of work before garbage truck crashed into booth. This is by Anita Bowl, the writer of this article. And she writes, talk about a sixth sense. A New Jersey toll booth attendant escaped potential injury or worse after she called out of work the same day a garbage truck crashed into the toll plaza because of a premonition that she had. Jessica Daly, who works along the Garden State Parkway, told NBC New York, she was jolted awake on Friday morning with a bad gut feeling, like something terrible was going to happen. A second warning came at 4 a.m. when she felt she was going to get into a car accident. It was so strong that I actually called out, and I never call out of work, Daly told the broadcaster. 4 hours later, a garbage truck slammed into a collector's booth at the Bernegat Toll Plaza, the booth Daly is usually in. There was an explosion of debris which hit a nearby Chevy pickup at the toll booth. A toll collector and the driver of the vehicle suffered serious injuries. My immediate response, honestly, I dropped to my knees and I just started crying. I was praying for everybody involved and thanking God that I had that feeling to call out, she said when she'd been told of the accident soon after. State police are still investigating the crash, and a spokesperson from the New Jersey Turnpike Authority said the injured toll collector has left the hospital. Thank goodness. Daly and her family were left with mixed emotions. Well, of course, I would think so. I think her gut instinct was an angel or a premonition from a guardian angel telling her not to go in to protect her, her mother, Jennifer, said. It's hard to feel so happy that my daughter wasn't there at the same time. Feel heartbreak for the ones that were involved. Yes, I agree. And you know what? In today's world, I hate to be the Debbie Downer here, but I wouldn't be surprised if the people that were injured, I'd be surprised if they don't sue this young lady. Because if she hadn't called out, they would not have been there. Now, I know, Carol. Shame on you for thinking that way. But that's where we are, right? In today's world, that's what people do. Cops get charged with murder for doing their job. This, right? You know, the other day I heard something on the way home. And I guess I'm guilty of this too. I heard something on the radio on the way home. And it was, they were talking about all the protesters on the bridges in New York. And the broadcaster had said, look, there's somebody carrying a Hezbollah flag. And they were almost in like disbelief. But then he went right into, but how did he say it? That's the way it is nowadays, or that's the way of the time of the, how do you know what I'm trying to say? I can't think of what I'm trying to say, but yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. That's the way it is now. And I thought, you know what? That is an unacceptable attitude. No, we shouldn't be thinking like that. No, well, that's just the way it is now. No, it shouldn't be. But, you know, what are we going to do? All right, we're like stuck in this vicious cycle. And it's just getting worse. All right, the next story up, I want to read this from the New York Post. Now, I might read this whole damn thing. Because it's written by Lee Zeldin in the New York Post, and is about Donald Trump. So, okay, let's see. Here we go. The title. Instead of fighting crime, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg launches a Trump show trial. Y'all, this is so bad. All right, let's see what Lee has to say. Lee wraps it up pretty good. Pretty spot on here.
Americans from all walks of life agree upon one hard truth. New York City isn't what it used to be. It's become the epitome of failed far-left policies pushing residents to flee every day. In Times Square, two NYPD officers were beaten by a group of criminal aliens who were released from jail with no bail. Our subways have turned into an underground crime system where innocent people commuting to work fear getting randomly pushed into oncoming trains. And let's not forget the countless women sucker punched lately in broad daylight. Yeah, what's going on with that? Somebody arrested a grown man for punching a 9-year-old girl. Goodness. Well, I don't know what is happening. All right, back to the article. Too many children remain trapped in the cycle of multi-generational poverty, stuck in poorly performing public schools. Businesses are shuttering. Homeowners are unable to defend their property from squatters. And the cost of living continues to rise while quality of life deteriorates by the day. The Big Apple is becoming rotten, poisoned by far-left elected officials pushing a radical, pro-criminal, anti-business, and anti-taxpayer agenda. Amen. Yes, they are. Thank you, Lee Zeldin, for wrapping that up in a nice little paragraph there. Instead of leading with courage to defend New Yorkers by enacting the necessary changes to make life safer, freer, and more affordable, our elected officials have set their sights elsewhere, trying to imprison and bankrupt President Biden's chief political opponent, Donald Trump. Yes, can you say election interference? For the next 6 weeks, all eyes will be on 100 Center Street, where Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has launched his show trial in the world's media capital. He's eagerly doing his party's bidding by prosecuting Trump using an obscure legal tactic to yield a campaign talking point. Never before has a charge like this been brought without evidence of an underlying crime. Bragg refuses to identify one. This unprecedented abuse of power and prosecutorial overreach is nothing less than a threat to democracy. Okay. Bragg single-handedly turned countless law-abiding New Yorkers into crime victims with his blatant refusal to enforce the law. And why? So, you know, when Mayor Rudy Giuliani took over, the city was in shambles and he straightened it out. He straightened it out, cleaned it up, made it a good place. And now we're in the opposite direction again. Why do these left-leaning liberal Democrats want to destroy the cities that they are in charge of? I don't know. All right, on with the article. He campaigned on taking down Donald Trump with no idea what the charge could even be. The judge in the case, Juan Merchan, is a left-wing Biden-Harris 2020 campaign donor. Have you seen this guy? I've recently seen a picture of him, and he looks like a dweeb. I had other words that I was going to describe to him, but I won't. He just looks like a little, you know what? Okay. I mean, this is just blatant in your face. Okay, back to the article. Merchant refuses to recuse himself despite overwhelming evidence of bias against the former president. Oh, couple that with the fact his daughter is a prominent Democrat operative actively using this case to fundraise for Adam Schiff. Her past clients include Biden Harris and Chuck Schumer. After Trump called this out, Merchant issued an oppressive gag order stripping the former president of his First Amendment right to defend himself against false charges. On top of it all, the trial is being held in one of America's most liberal bastions. Yes, it is. Good luck finding an impartial jury of his peers in Manhattan. Trump is facing coordinated effort by a plethora of partisans across the country to bankrupt, imprison, and destroy him. Yes, he is. I cannot believe this is America right now. Officials in some states have sought to block him for, okay, I'm not going to finish reading that. It goes on. It's a little bit longer. It's worth your read if you want to go do that. I would suggest it. So my advice to Donald Trump is that every time he walks into the courtroom, every time he walks out of the courtroom, they're not even letting him go to his son's high school graduation, for crying out loud. These people, I swear. Oh. Anyway, my advice to Donald Trump is every time he goes into the courtroom or comes out of the courtroom, look straight in the camera, and this is all you have to say. Vote for Donald Trump. Hold up a peace sign and say, vote for Donald Trump. That's all you got to say. Now, will the other networks carry it? Probably not. But since he can't go campaign right now, they're having him stay here in this court trial. Since he can't go out on the road and campaign, can't go do rallies, he has to stay there for this damn stupid, ridiculous, dumbass court trial. Every time I would make sure I was in front of the camera every day, multiple times a day, lunch breaks, you know, whatever breaks you got throughout the day of the court of the trial, go out there, get in front of the camera, vote for Trump. That's all you got to do. Okay. Do your campaigning from the courtroom. All right, on to the next one. I know this is, we're running a little longer than usual, but I do want to get all of this in. Let's see, the next one. Oh, yeah. So the man who punches the 9-year-old girl in Grand Central was enabled by soft-on-crime Dems. I'm not going to read it. You can go read that. I do want to bring it. This is the last thing, and then we'll be done, and we'll go to the question of the day. Tyler Morgan. Go to fake Tyler Morgan's account. If you're not on Facebook, follow him on Facebook, too, because he posted a video. And I want to see if I can screen record it. The boy blob showed me how to do that. So I'm going to try to screen, because I don't see it on Tyler Morgan's Twitter feed. It's only on his Facebook feed, but there's a video. Okay, let me just see what he says. This is from Tyler Morgan. And not that long ago, Pastor John Lindell was getting all the attention for praying a woman's amputated toes back on. And now he's hosting male strippers for men. And that was a retweet from Steve Dace, I'm sorry. I keep wanting to call him Dace. It's Dace. And Steve Dace posted, what in the literal hell? Good for Driscoll for calling it out. And then that was a retweet from this person called Caden. Megachurch has stripper show-like performance at men's conference. Guest speaker Mark Driscoll spoke out against it and was kicked off the stage. Oh, yeah. So, go to fake Tyler Morgan. He retweeted it. He retweeted Steve Dace. Steve Dace retweeted this person. And this person, his handle is the C. Frazier. It's at the C. Frazier. Anyway, he has the videos on there. And this is what he says. The mega church has strip show-like performance at men's conference. Guest speaker Mark Driscoll spoke out against it and was kicked off the stage. Unbelievable that any church would allow this. And it sure enough is. It's got a pole. The pole is on stage. There's a male on there with a shirt off doing performance on this pole. And he's, I don't know. But why would you have this guy? Why is this a performance at a men's conference for a church men's conference? Why? Are you trying to say, well, the people want to be entertained and we need to get them in the doors? No. Your job as a pastor is to minister to these people, and they need to come on their own if they want it. It's like addiction. You have to want to get better. I mean, that's just wrong. Don't give them the people what they want, because we are a broken people. Without God, we are broken. We have to want to seek that out, to do better and to seek God. Your job as a pastor is to help that along. But don't give them what they want. Don't give the people what they want to be entertained to get them in the door. No, sir. That's just wrong, in my opinion. But anyway, I'm sure you're going to just Google Mark Driscoll and it will be all over the place how he got kicked off stage for speaking out about it. And I say good for him. All right. So question of the day. All right. Question of the day. Since yesterday was the tax day, taxing the man. Do you owe or are you getting paid? That's the question of the day. Thanks for listening, y'all. My name is Carol, and these are my remarks.
What's that? your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!